right now on the Lars Larson Show.
Welcome back to the program. It is First Amendment Friday. Glad to get back to your calls shortly at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Our good friend John Lott, economist and columnist for Fox News and the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, it's good to have you back on the program.
Great to talk to you again, Lars.
I wanted to get your view of the president's SCOTUS nominee and whether or not he's good news for those of us who care about the Second Amendment.
I think he feels very strongly about that issue. I think he feels strongly about the Bill of Rights in general, whether it be the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. It's surely a breath of fresh air compared to what would have happened if Hillary Clinton had appointed somebody.
Boy, isn't that the truth. But you think we're in a safe territory with Neil Gorsuch, because you know we have had times where conservative presidents have appointed members of the Supreme Court and they've turned out to be disappointments.
Well, I mean, people can change over time, but here you have an individual who's been on the appeals court for 10 years. It seems unlikely that he would be couching his decisions just on the chance that he might be able to become a Supreme Court justice. So I think you have a pretty good read on him, and he's had to deal with a couple cases that deal with the Second Amendment, and he's come out pretty strongly in both of those cases. So, I think he's good on a range of issues, from things like campaign finance to, obviously, religious freedom. So I think, Trump promised he was going to pick one of the 21 people on his list, and he did. And, the interesting thing to me is that if there had been bad people on the list or people that somehow weren't qualified, the Democrats surely could have made an issue about that during the campaign. They could have just picked the weakest ones, one or two, and made them a campaign issue. But I think the fact that it was never really brought up, never really attack tells one a lot, and I think Gorsuch is probably one of the strongest couple people on the list.
I like the fact, too, that he rolled out a list and then gave a short list as well. That's something new for an American presidential candidate, and I'd love to see more of it, where we get some actual idea rather than just the generalizations of, I will pick somebody who believes in the Constitution. Seeing those specific names gave people an opportunity, if they wanted to get on the Internet and look the people up and see what their track record was. And John, just a moment ago, a listener called, and he was quite angry about Gorsuch, but I couldn't figure out why. I kept saying to him, he said, well, this is a bone to the Christian right, which sounds to me like a bumper sticker. And I said, well, how so? Because the man believes in his faith. Tell me what's specifically wrong with him. And as you say, if he had passed decisions that he made as a federal judge, remember, he was confirmed unanimously as a federal judge, with both Democrats and Republicans voting to confirm him as a federal judge. If they had specific decisions he had made that they're unhappy about, fine, tell us what they are. But so far, I haven't found any people calling me up and saying, well, there was this one case where he decided it incorrectly or not in conjunction with the proper view of the Constitution. And they're not complaining about anything except they don't like Donald Trump's pick.
Right. Well, I think what they'll be upset about is that he is such a strong, such a qualified person. When you look at appointments to appeals courts or to the Supreme Court, you can't just look at it in terms of the views of the individual. You also have to look at what types of opinions they can write. How powerfully can they write them? How clearly, how convincingly can they write those types of cases and argue with other justices? And I think Gorsuch is a home run as far as that goes. But it's because of that that you're going to see more opposition. Let me give you a simple example. My guess is it'd be very difficult for you to get on a jury.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason is that you're a very smart, articulate guy, and the lawyers on either side of the case, if they thought that you were ever so slightly against them, they would strike you. They would much rather have, let's say, nothing against plumbers, but let's say a plumber who they didn't view as particularly articulate, who they thought was most likely to be against them, rather than to have you, even though you might slightly be against them, because you're more than one vote. You could easily persuade three or four or five or more members of the jury, and that's the concern they have. They have the same issue about putting lawyers on juries, because they know that the jurors there will defer to the one lawyer who will be there, you know, as to what the law is. And so it's really no different when you're talking about putting somebody on the Supreme Court or you're talking about putting somebody on appeals court where there are multiple other judges that they may convince. Take Harriet Meyer's nomination in 2005. We know she was strongly against abortion, and yet you have a number of Democrats, Harry Reid at the time, Chuck Schumer, who spoke out very positively about her. You would think that should be the one issue that would send them to the barricades, because they often raise that as the one issue to oppose a candidate. But they were saying that she was a good candidate. The people who opposed her were the Republicans, and they would leak to the press that they wanted to ask her basic law school type questions. Their concern wasn't that she wasn't a nice person or wasn't that she may agree with them. Their concern was that she wasn't much of an intellectual powerhouse, that she wouldn't be able to make a strong case for her side of the issue. And so when she withdrew, it was because of lack of support for Republicans. On the other hand, you have somebody like Robert Bork, who was defeated, the one candidate in recent memory who was defeated. And I think it's pretty clear that the reason why Bork was defeated was because he was so brilliant. He posed a real threat in terms of being able to essentially out-argue the other justices who were beyond the Supreme Court on a range of issues.
Absolutely. John, keep up the good work at the Crime Prevention Research Center. We appreciate it, and thanks for the time.
Great talking to you.
Good to have you on. That's John.